KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a little bit of drizzle or freezing drizzle, and it's 31 degrees. We do look for areas of fog and patchy fog this morning and patchy freezing drizzle. Otherwise, once that clears out, skies will be partly cloudy to cloudy. We look for a high around 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Well, a dense fog advisory that was in effect until 9 a.m. today for Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Taylor, and Ringgold counties has been canceled. The Weather Service says patchy dense fog may restrict visibilities and potentially create some slick spots on the bridges and roadways and overpasses through mid-morning. Also, the Iowa Department of Transportation reports numerous area highways are partially covered with ice, creating some slick driving surfaces, especially on the bridges. Some of the affected roads include Highway 71 from Highway 141 south to Grant, Highway 173 from Highway 44 to Highway 83, Highway 83 from Anita to Avoca, Highway 6 from Anita to Council Bluffs, Highway 25 from 141 down to the I-80 corridor, and Interstate 80 from Highway 25 to the I-680 split. Also, Highway 148, Highway 92, Highway 59, and Highway 44 have some icing issues there as well. And because of the icing conditions on the roads due to the freezing mist and drizzle, several area schools have announced two-hour late starts this morning, and here's the entire list for you. Two-hour late starts are in effect today for Atlantic, Adair Casey Guthrie Center, Audubon, Bedford, Cam, Coon Rapids Bayard, Creston, Exira EHK, Griswold, also Lenox, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Red Oak, Southwest Valley, Stanton, and West Central Valley. Those are all 2 hours late. In addition, the Audubon schools have no morning pre-K today. And there is a two-hour late start for Atlantic Head Start, a two-hour late start also for Southwestern Community College. And the National Weather Service reports that several weather impacts are coming in the days ahead across Iowa. The first one is a light dusting of snow possible Wednesday night into early Thursday. That could cause slick spots during the Thursday morning commute. The second factor is a larger storm system taking aim at the region for later Friday into Saturday. That will likely spread snow and blowing snow across much of the region. Travel impacts are anticipated by Friday afternoon into Saturday. And the last impact will be bitter cold Arctic air that will surge into the state Saturday and remain into early next week. The National Weather Service says wind chills will drop into the teens below zero to around 35 degrees below zero by Sunday morning. Elsewhere in the news, firefighters from Bridgewater, Greenfield, Fontenelle, Adair, and Messina were called to a residential structure fire at around 4 p.m. Monday in Bridgewater. Blaze broke out at 109 West 1st Street. Adair Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Robert Kemp said the home was a total loss. A single male occupant of the residence was able to escape unharmed. The American Red Cross was notified to offer the man assistance. Most of the fire crews were on the scene until 9:45 p.m. and some units remained on the scene a little longer when the fire flared up again around 10 p.m. Authorities in Council Bluffs report last week's victim of an apartment fire has been identified. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office has ruled in its preliminary report that 59-year-old Charles Ruckman of Council Bluffs died from smoke inhalation. On January 8th, fire crews responded to an apartment fire at 221 North 30th Street. Ruckman's body was found after the flames were extinguished and a search of the apartment was conducted. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors will act this morning on the resignation of County Attorney Michael Hooper. On Friday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced that she had appointed Hooper as a district judge for the 4th Judicial District, which covers Audubon, Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. He was appointed as a Cass County Attorney last year. Hooper was unopposed in the November general election. The supervisors will receive his resignation letter and discuss and act on a procedure to fill the future vacancy for the Cass County Attorney's Office. The two procedures they have to choose from are by appointment of the Board of Supervisors or by a special election to fill the office for the remaining balance of the unexpired term. In other business, the board will act on appointing a Lincoln Township trustee to fill a vacancy position and on approving a permit for the Dollar General store in rural Griswold to sell cigarettes, tobacco, alternative nicotine or vapor products. They'll also begin to work on the fiscal year 2019-2020 county budget. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. In the funeral announcements, Patrick Stanton, age 85, of Erling, died January 7th at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Patrick Stanton will be today at 11 a.m. at the chapel at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Lucille Alvina Pettit Meisenheimer, age 86, of Winterset, died Sunday in Winterset. Funeral services for Lucille Meisenheimer will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Stewart Friends Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has the arrangements. Terry Holstey, age 76, of Kansas City, Missouri, died Friday. Graveside services for Terry Holstey will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Victoria Township Cemetery south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. June Holiday, age 82, of Atlantic, died November 16th at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial service for June Holiday will be held on April 13th at noon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Harris, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Wichita in Lawrence, Kansas, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Dorothy Harris will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Eugene Pat Thompson, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Pat Thompson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.